A Milwaukee man, Walter Ellis, has been charged with two counts of intentional homicide in connection with the 9 deaths. Prosecutors say they'll likely charge Ellis in the other cases soon. Police say 8 of the victims were prostitutes, and the 9th victim was a runaway. In a city where Jeffrey Dahmer killed more than a dozen people, some have wondered why it took law enforcement more than 2 decades to charge anyone for the deaths of the 9 women. Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn says one reason is that during those 20 years, more than 200 murders were committed just in the neighborhoods where the women died.
I think it's only fair to the department to understand that while this was occurring, Milwaukee was setting records for its homicides. There were over 2,000 homicides in the city while these 9 occurred. So, you know, I think the department was stretched, did a solid job, cleared a lot of cases, and cleared a lot of cases of the murders of prostitutes as well.
Flynn says during that time period, the percentage of prostitute murders that were solved was similar to that of other murder victims. Flynn says Walter Ellis was in prison between 1998 and 2001, but that Ellis's DNA was not in a state inmate database that was started during that time.
I mean, the law only went into effect in 2000. I don't know when the first sample was taken. He was being released probably at the time the first samples were being taken. I can't really say.
Flynn credits improved DNA technology and a recently formed task force with helping get to this phase of the case. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.